As you probably already know by now, niching down is absolutely critical for scaling an agency to seven figures and beyond. But what most people struggle with is choosing the right niche. Picking the wrong niche can leave you stuck in a market where clients undervalue your services, have tiny budgets, or simply don't invest in marketing consistently. On the other hand, choosing the right niche usually means significantly increasing your probability of success. Now, after helping dozens of marketing agencies niche down and multiply their revenues as a result, I want to show you the complete step-by-step process you can use to choose the perfect, most profitable niche for your agency, one that will attract higher paying clients who value your expertise and allow you to systematize your delivery. Let's dive in. The idea of narrowing your focus to scale your agency might seem counterintuitive, but here's why it's the fastest path to scaling your agency. Number one, everyone wants to work with the expert in their type of business. When I was a generalist, I would meet with business owners. Let's just say with a dentist. When I get to the point where I ask for the business without any exception, they would always say, well, that sounds really good. What other dentists had you work with? Shift the script on that. When we started to gain some expertise in the plumbing space and we had a couple of clients in that industry, just became so much easier because we had proven results. We had case studies we could point to. We had clients we could reference, and it just massively reduced the resistance because naturally people will pay a premium and they only want to invest their limited financial resources, their limited time with proven winners that have proven results. Number two, it becomes easier to sell, right? When you've got the proven results in the industry, you can show examples, you can show rankings, you can show similar businesses. Naturally, it just makes things easier. Number three, though, that a lot of people don't really think about as they're going down the niche path is you can simplify and streamline the fulfillment. When I was a generalist agent, every client that we got was a can of worms. We had to figure it out. Because you were reinventing the wheel, there was no system in place for it. So it was on me to creatively come up with, okay, what's the strategy for this situation? And when you do that again and again, and again, it's very hard to scale. When you work in the same industry, like say plumbing and HVAC companies, we can engineer a world-class delivery strategy, and then we can systematize it, and we can engineer in advance with predictable outcomes. Then you can put it into project management systems and playbooks, and that's when you can hand it off to a team, and that's when you can really have a machine that can deliver the results. You can only do that in a niche or in a very small sector of verticals that you choose to specialize in. You can become unreasonably good at getting results. And I'll just share like an illustration of this. Let's say you are running an agency today. You've got 12 clients and there's all these different industries. You may be really good at digital marketing. You may really know your stuff, but you're only so good in that industry. Now compare that to me, and I've got the same 12 clients, but all 12 of my clients are plumbing and HVAC companies. So I've really understood the industry. I've already built some websites. I've already tested some data. I've already seen what's working and what's not. Compare the two, and who do you think is going to be better? Obviously me, right? Because I've got more focus on it. I've got more expertise. Every client that you get from then on, you can only get better. And it's very hard for anybody else that's not industry specific to be able to deliver the types of services that you can because you can become that good. This leads to better retention, of course. It leads to more referrals. It leads to a higher, you know, price point that you can charge, a higher lifetime customer value. Before I explain how to choose the niche for your situation, I want to quickly mention that we're currently offering free agency acceleration sessions. When you click the link in the description, you can schedule a time. Our team will do a deep dive into your current agency, figure out what steps you need to take to scale to the next level. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and click that link. Let's get back to the video. Let's talk a little bit about the criteria for choosing the niche. And this is really what we want to get into on today's video. Not all niches are created equal. And here's some of the key factors that you want to really consider when selecting. Number one is, do they clump together or self-identify? We want to choose an industry that when you go after it, they would clearly say, yes, that's me. You want to avoid broad industry categories like home services and healthcare. Be very specific. Home services, I work with damage restoration companies. Healthcare, I work with cosmetic surgeons, right? Be very specific within the industry that you serve so that when you put together marketing, when you put together webinars, when you put together content, you can speak to that very specific audience. The second thing I think you really want to consider when choosing your niche is, do they have a propensity to invest in marketing? And this is a hard one because you might find an industry where there's lots of people that you can potentially do business with, but they're all referral based, or they're based on proximity, they're based on location. People just come to them because they're in the back neighborhood where, you know, where their customers are. They've never been accustomed to investing in marketing strategies. But then there's other industries like plumbing and roofing and HVAC and legal. They're heavily driven by advertising. And it was easy to come in and say, hey, look, you're already spending the money over here. Let me show you how you can spend it better. You can target the companies that are investing in Google Ads, the companies that are investing in Facebook Ads. It's much easier to convince someone that you can better optimize their spend than to convince them, hey, you need to be investing $2,500, $5,000 a month when they're currently not really investing any. The other thing is you want to make sure there's enough, right? If we're going to build a niche agency around a very specific industry, let's make sure that there's enough of them to say, okay, yes, this is large enough that I can grow to seven figures or multiple seven figures serving just this niche. I like to look for a niche that has at least 10,000 businesses in that industry. And you can use a free tool, Data Axel. You can also use Coldlytics. The other thing you want to look for when you're targeting your industry is how many of them are doing over $1 million per year. Because whatever niche you choose, you don't want to work with the bottom majority. You want to work with the larger, more established companies. And you know, in most industries, like $1 million to $10 million, they have enough money to invest. They have a team potentially. Number four thing I like to look for when selecting a niche is there an industry association, right? And we want to be able to know that there's an industry association for that industry that I'll be able to join. I'll be able to get the name, emails, phone numbers, contact details of the members. I'll be able to reach out to them and draft on affinity. There's going to be opportunities for live events where they come together and I'll be able to potentially exhibit at those events. Easiest way to find this is just to go onto Google and type in whatever niche you're thinking about combined with industry association. The event portion is important. We're going to be marketing to this industry via mail, via advertising, via, you know, all of the different channels I teach in our growth system. But we also want to make sure we're able to meet them live and in person and just make sure that there are gatherings happening in your country that you'll be able to get to a couple of times per quarter. Number six, not to be forgotten, is do you have any background or affinity for the particular niche? I work with plumbing HVAC companies. At the time, I didn't have any expertise in the plumbing space, but I enjoyed talking with plumbing HVAC companies. I understood their business model. Try and find an industry where you've got some experience or connections. Consider your personal story. Maybe your family ran a business in this industry, or maybe you worked in this industry in the past, because you're going to be creating content about it on a consistent basis. So you're going to want to have some type of interest in that particular industry. And the easiest path to get your first handful of clients is to leverage your past experience, to leverage your expertise. A great example of this is Brian Stearman. Brian Stearman now runs a multiple seven-figure agency serving the landscape and lawn care industry. He had decided he was going after restaurants. You know, he was doing marketing for restaurants and social media and just getting like literally no traction. And he was like, man, maybe I should rethink my niche. Maybe I should consider affinity. And I said, you know, this whole thing about past experience. And he goes, hey, Josh, what's interesting is before I started the agency, I ran a lawn landscaping company that I sold. And I was like, why wouldn't you do that? He's like, I don't know. I just felt like, you know, I wanted to try something different. It might be easier to go in a different direction. And I was like, well, absolutely. There's going to be no more powerful positioning in your marketing agency than to be able to say, I worked in that industry. I was successful and I sold. And now I want to take my knowledge and share it with you as part of this marketing business. He shifted gears. He decided to focus on landscaping and has gone to the multiple seven figures. So please don't forget about that affinity and that background. So those are the six things you want to consider as you're trying to choose your niche. The next thing I want to talk about is the categories of top niches. If you just type in niche list here, I can send you a list of these niches on a little easier to kind of digest format. Just type niches in the comment. But the ones that we found perform best based on our experience now working with literally hundreds of digital marketing agencies, a lot are in the home services space. So I say home services, please don't say, hey, I'm a home service agency, because that's going to land in white noise. But within home services, plumbing, HVAC, roofing, landscaping, electricians, pest control companies, garage door installation repair, damage restoration, decorative concrete, and the list goes on and on. Home services is a really, really great industry. They need marketing. They already invest in marketing. They either have high volume calls or high transaction value like pool installation companies. And so home services, choosing one of those to position yourself as the expert in is a great niche. And then there's healthcare, which is also a great bucket of vertical that you can work in. But don't, again, say healthcare, internet marketing. Be specific. Dentists. And within dentists, you can do orthodontists or cosmetic dentistry, chiropractors, med spas, cosmetic surgeons, weight loss centers, veterinarians. These are all industries within healthcare that you can focus on that meet those criteria, have the continuing education, or well over that minimum threshold. And pretty much all of these, we have agencies that are doing seven figures and even eight figures in. Legal, again, legal, you could kind of put your badge on. I specialize in helping attorneys generate leads and sales and grow their practices. But, you know, if you can be more specific, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, criminal defense, all great within that space. Automotive, so you got auto repair shops, auto body shops. I would shy away from dealerships like used and new car dealerships and auto boat dealerships, unless you've got a tie-in with the big manufacturer, unless you've got a tie-in with the systems that they use, those particular industries can be hard to break into. And then within business to business, there's a whole variety of verticals within business to business, document management, commercial cleaning, IT service providers, and the list goes on. So if you have a passion for B2B, you got a background in that industry, those could be really, really good industries. Remember, don't just pick what seems most profitable. Balance the opportunity with your experience and then your passion, right? Your interest. Make sure that you don't just choose something that's going to be easy, but you really despise at some level, and make sure there's an even match between profitability, experience, expertise, and long-term passion. Now, how do we make the final decision? If you're stuck between a few options, here's a simple exercise to help you decide. What I would like you to do is, out of all the industries there, based on kind of what you thought, what you felt, what your background is, narrow down to your top three. And then I want you to score them. You can put them on a little document, like, here's my three industries that I'm considering. And I would want you to rate by affinity. Do you enjoy this industry? Results, do you see a path where you can generate tangible, measurable results for them? And then profit, like, do they have the financial resources that they'd be willing to pay enough to meet your criteria? Rate them by that, and then pick your two finals. If you're gonna do this with me live, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a coin, and I want you to assign niche one or niche two on either side. If you're trying to decide between cosmetic dentists and orthodontist, let's just say. Top side is cosmetic dentist, bottom side is orthodontist. And I want you to hold that in your mind. Indecision is the worst thing you can do. So we have to make a decision. I want you to make a decision right now in this moment. And so what you're going to do is you're going to flip the coin. I want you to catch it, put it down, but don't look. And so I'm going to give you a 3-second countdown here. You're going to flip it, and I want you to hold it there. So hopefully some of you, as you're watching this, you're going to do this process with me. I promise this is a breakthrough moment, and it's going to help you make a decision. I'm going to count to three. 3, 2, 1, flip. Hold it. Don't look. Now, while the coin was in the air, which was the one that kind of in your gut, you're like, I hope it lands on cosmetic, or I hope it lands on the, which one really did you hope it was going to be? Whatever that one was, that's the one. Don't worry about the coin toss. Let's just forget about that. You've narrowed your niche. Don't overvex on this. I want you to start targeting that niche, focus on it, but keep yourself open to other opportunities until you got at least 5 clients in that industry. Until you got 5 clients that are paying you a monthly retainer fee, you need to keep yourself open to other opportunities, because this is a process, right? It's going to help you narrow, but sometimes the niche finds you. Sometimes as you're going down this path, you're like, okay, I've narrowed down. I'm going to focus on restaurants. I feel like that's a good one, but I don't have my 5 in the niche yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to target restaurants, but I need to pay the bills, right? I need to get some revenue going. If other opportunities come my way, I'm going to keep myself open to it. If I get referred to somebody in plumbing or somebody in damage restoration, since I haven't proven my model yet, since I haven't dialed in all my systems yet, it's okay, I can keep myself open to those opportunities. Once I've got 4-5 clients in that space, I've got a proven process, I've already invested some energy into it, that's when it's time to say, okay, let's burn the boats, all that other stuff. This is the vertical. So there you have it, the complete process for choosing the most profitable niche for your marketing agency. But remember, this is just a first step of scaling your agency to 7 figures and beyond. Apart from having the right niche, you need to develop a specialized program, create repeatable systems to get clients, deliver excellent results, and a lot more. So if you're serious about growing your agency and want a proven strategy that's not only helped me scale with $7 million per year, but also has helped 150 other agencies hit 7 figures, then click the first link in the description and schedule your free agency acceleration session. On this call, we'll analyze your current situation and give you a customizable growth plan to the niche that you've chosen. So again, book your free call and we'll talk soon.